First, you've likely grown used to hearing the daily numbers of how many new positive COVID cases are in the state and around the nation, but a big factor in those statistics is the number of tests available. Wisconsin healthcare systems are seeing some changes in the testing supplies they're receiving recently, with some key ingredients being rerouted to other states. Adam Rogan is a reporter for the Racine Journal-Times. Adam, welcome back to Central Time.
Howdy.
What kind of things are we seeing shortages of in Wisconsin, or at least some supplies that were expected to come to the state going elsewhere?
So right now, a lot of it is still kind of up in the air. We still are able to sell community testing here, but a number of supplies specifically for testing for COVID-19, mainly the reagents needed to run those tests and collect those tests, have been scaled back. And so what that's forced is that a couple of health systems have had to cut back on the testing they're doing. For example, Aurora has had to shut down a couple of its community testing sites and isn't testing all of its surgery patients. Ascension Health, again, another one of the biggest ones of the state. They haven't had to cut back yet, but they have had a reduction in the supplies coming in. And then here in Racine, we had a couple community testing days set up. One of them was canceled, and another one might in the future get canceled or shortened because the National Guard isn't getting as much as it thought it was going to be getting in terms of testing supplies from suppliers nationwide.
Now, you write that in a way this reflects good news in Wisconsin in that while we did cross this milestone of 1,000 deaths today, we've done a lot better than other states. Some of these supplies are going to states that are having a hard time right now, correct?
Correct. It's kind of a weird milestone in that we have done well. We haven't had these massive breakouts like we saw in Italy months ago, and especially like in New York at the beginning of the pandemic, and in a couple states, particularly in the South, where we're getting closer to overwhelming medical facilities. Whereas in Wisconsin, since we've been able to avoid these massive breakouts, we've been able to basically the decisions made by the powers that be have been able to said, okay, Wisconsin can handle a little bit less testing, even if, you know, health officials aren't super happy about that.
Are these federal decisions ultimately saying let's divert some supplies from a state like Wisconsin to some of these hotspots?
That is what I'm hearing from the health leaders here, whether heard them from county leaders and then, like I said, from Aurora and from Ascension. It's basically the federal government said, hey, telling suppliers, hey, you should send, instead of sending to Wisconsin, you're actually sending this shipment to Florida or to New York or to Missouri or whatever it would happen to be. And then it's not. Basically, what I've learned and what reporters have learned is all kind of just come through the pipeline, especially since it hasn't created huge problems in Wisconsin yet. The real question is in a couple weeks if there's a change in rates and transmission, hopefully not for the worst, but if it's for the worst, we're going to start seeing, hey, we need more tests. We're not going to have the stock for it. At the moment, we've just, like I said, in Racine, we had one day cancel and a couple community sites shut down. But in terms of the grand scheme of things, it's still not clear how much of a detrimental effect this will or won't have, at least in terms of our testing.
We're talking to Adam Rogan, reporter for the Racine Journal-Times, about a piece he wrote on COVID-19 testing here in Wisconsin, some key supplies, as we hear, being rerouted to other states, states experiencing more significant outbreaks right now. Pulling back to the big picture a little bit, Adam, can you talk about the progress that's been made in the state since the early days when, even if you blatantly had COVID-19, it was pretty much impossible to get a test for it in Wisconsin?
I remember I spoke with somebody, it was either late March or early April, who had driven to the local hospital, had been told by, I can't remember if it was her doctor or one of the people who worked for that health system on the phone, said, go to the hospital, they can test you if you're sick. And she went and she sat in the parking lot. She told one of the people there who came up to him covered in PPE, what her symptoms were. They went back inside and came out and said, I can't test you, I'm sorry, because they just did not have the supplies. And right now we have very few reports of that. The biggest problem we have, it sounds like, is just sometimes people be the National Guard or a health system or a health department being slow in getting tests back. but we haven't so much had the issues of not having enough tests or systems not being able to give those tests. And right now it sounds like we might be heading into that again. It's still not clear. And also there's a million different factors. If nothing else, there's 50 different states dealing with this simultaneously. But that's the big question right now, is that are we going to start running into that again?
What did you hear from the health systems you talked to and others about the importance of having pretty much as much access to testing and speedy response testing as we can get in the state?
Well, I think that's it's been hoped on to the point where I can probably quote from memory what a couple like DHS heads and locals have said. But they said, if we don't have good testing, we don't know how bad the pandemic is at any one moment or any one place. And so if we need to divide more resources, or if they're the breakout in a small town, we can tell people there, hey, it's really bad. It is extremely important for you guys to socially distance right now. And without testing, we don't know that until people start dying. I should say we, the doctors who are much smarter and went to college a lot longer than I did, then they know that. And without testing, we have it's really, really tough to know what's going on. And that's why testing is so important. And if we run out of that, we run out of the ability to respond to a pandemic.
As you talk to people who are doing this testing and the systems that manage it, as you say, you know, a couple little changes here, a couple small events may be canceled. Are they worried? Do you get a sense that they're worried if we're not getting these supplies that we're going to have a harder time, say, in 2, 3, 4 weeks?
I think the worry might not be the right word, but wary, I think, certainly is. They're like, all right, we're so good for now, but we better have it next month. It's kind of like a paycheck. We're good right now as long as we keep getting paychecks, but if we lose that paycheck, we might be out. And so I think that that's going to be the question, is are we going to keep getting those paychecks coming in? Are we going to keep getting the supplies, or are they going to start going to somebody else and we're going to be in trouble?
You also quoted in your piece, a deputy administrator of the state health department. What are we hearing from the state when it comes to our testing capacity?
Our testing capacity and that how many labs we have, it's from all accounts, is fantastic. April, May-ish, we haven't had any real issues with not having enough labs to run these tests, which we had in the first couple of weeks of the pandemic. Now that there's 80 something labs on board able to do these tests, a couple of them public, most of them private labs, we're in a lot better shape with being able to run these tests. We have Wisconsin alone has the capacity to test a lot of people, something like 25,000 a day, but we're just not doing enough tests. And without the three agents, if we lose the three agents that are coming in, we start cutting back on the amount of tests we can do, we have a lot of the testing capacity being wasted.
Now, you mentioned some events have already been canceled or dialed back for testing, a National Guard event in Racine. And you're watching, I know, for another scheduled event in a week or so. Is that up in the air now, depending on the supply of this reagent?
At the moment, I hear it's still completely a go. Whether or not, but the last week or 2 weeks ago, when they cut their 3 days down to 2 days of testing, that was announced, I believe, either the day before or on the day of the first day of testing. And when I talked to a couple city leaders last week, they said, yeah, we're still planning for three, but we know that the chance is going to get canceled. It's not really up to them, but the city leaders here really want it to keep happening because they want to keep an understanding of what's going on with the scene. Our numbers here are going down, but they're not going down by much. We're hanging around a 7% positive test rate after being up in the 15-16 when we were among the fastest spread in the country. We've gotten better and we want to keep it that way, but with the mayor and others want to make sure we want to know how bad it is here or how not so bad it is here so they know how to respond and know what rules to keep in place, what rules to take away.
We'll keep watching that. And Adam, since we've got you on the line and you're from a part of the state that had another big news story this week, the weather. I know you've been reporting on this derecho thing that went across the southern strip of the state. Can you tell us some what you saw in the area?
I was at work in our office building when the storm hit, and it was sunny day, then clouds, and then it was very dark. Poured is about as hard as I've seen in a while, and then it went away. We've had no injuries in southeast Wisconsin that I'm aware of, although we did have two very, very small tornadoes touch down. There's been like a lot of trees down, a lot of branches down. I saw a photo of a woman who had a branch go, the branch went straight through the hood of her car. But and there's been some road damage, some closures, but really nothing world changing. Luckily, it wasn't the storm wasn't as bad as it was in Iowa, where over 100,000 people lost power. The big thing here and the warning that went out and the people I saw on the drive home was, if you can't see how deep the water is, don't go into it, because quite a few people lost cars that way and got stuck, and our fire department said to go fish them out. So that was the big lesson there, was a reminder, if you're not sure if you can get through the water, don't go into it, because you might not be able to get out.
Adam, thanks a lot for joining us again today.
I appreciate it, man. You stay safe.
You too. That's Adam Rogan, reporter for the Racine Journal-Times. He joined us to, well, touch on the weather in the area yesterday, but mainly to talk about his reporting on Wisconsin COVID-19 testing supplies and why they're being redirected in some cases to other states finding COVID-19 hotspots. You can find his article linked at WPR.org. And by the way, speaking of testing, tomorrow we'll find out about some research into a new COVID-19 test that could hopefully be faster, cheaper, and easier to administer.